USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A United States raid on a safe house in northwest Syria kills the founder and leader of ISIS. And USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
President Trump detailing the operation for reporters, saying, among other things, they're sure it was Baghdadi because they brought DNA lab technicians with them on the mission.
So they did an on-site test because we had to know this. And it was a very quick call that took place about 15 minutes after he was killed. And it was positive. This is a confirmation, sir.
The president saying on the flip side, there were no U.S. casualties except a minor injury to a canine that was used. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't forget, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Rootwall.com.
Hospitals could soon face shortages of critical surgical tools because several plants that sterilize the equipment have been shut down, according to government health officials. The Food and Drug Administration flagged the issue in an online statement to medical professionals, saying the result could be years of shortages of supplies used in heart surgery, knee replacements, C-sections, and many other procedures. The warning follows the recent closure of several sterilization facilities that use ethylene oxide. The gas is critical for cleaning medical equipment, but it can be hazardous at elevated levels and is increasingly being scrutinized by state health and environmental officials. President Donald Trump's company said it is exploring the sale of its landmark Washington Hotel after nearly 3 years of ethics complaints and lawsuits accusing him of trying to profit off the presidency. The Trump Organization says it will consider offers to buy out the 60-year lease, which, since opening in late 2016, has become a magnet for lobbyists and diplomats looking to gain favor with the administration. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden discusses the rise of a political rival. And USA's Chris Barnes has the detail.
The former vice president says he's aware of his rival Elizabeth Warren's rise in the polls recently, and he has been losing some ground. But Biden said at an event in South Carolina it's not going to affect his strategy.
It doesn't affect my strategy, period. And I'm not being facetious. I think she's a fine person, a good candidate. But, I didn't get involved in deciding to run because of polling or a particular strategy. I got involved to run because I thought it was so critical that we defeat a man who is absolutely ripping this country apart.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hundreds of protesters chanting, "We are not your mascot," have marched in Minneapolis against the Washington Redskins team name. Demonstrators rallied ahead of the Minnesota Vikings game against Washington. The protesters called the team name racist and degrading to American Indians. Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanigan told the crowd, "The mascot dehumanizes our people." Flanigan is a member of the White Earth Band of Ojibwe. Also speaking was U.S. Representative Betty McCollum. The Star Tribune reports McCollum said it's long past time for them to change their name. Washington owner Dan Snyder has said the team name shows honor and respect, but David Glass, president of the National Coalition Against Racism in Sports and Media and a member of that White Earth Nation, says the name is an offensive racial slur. This is USA Radio News.